Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. It is so good to be back with you today. And I have our first reading of the fall as our call today. John and I had a lovely conversation, and we talked about how the things you enjoy are leading you to what you are here to do. We talk about how you are always on the path. Even when you think you're not, you're on the path. It's always the path. And when you are living in your truth, you don't need external validation. We touch on creating your life versus manifesting, making your dreams non-negotiable, no matter what, and choosing what you want over choosing your fear. So enjoy my call with John. Namaste. Hi, John. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Oh, well, thank you for having me. As I said earlier, this is exciting. My main question focuses on career. I've recently made a career change, I guess, or an income stream change. And I'm just wondering if I'm going in the right direction.
Okay, beautiful. So what you're showing me is there's a stream of energy that's coming out of your heart, and it's piercing. There's this big cloud is the way that it looks, and it's red, and it feels very like squishy, and it's made of smoke. It's this very interesting substance, and it's coming out of your heart. And what's happening is it's blocking this creative life force coming out of your heart. So is there anything that you know of that is blocking you at this time?
Other than uncertainty, no.
Okay.
I mean, there's always a little bit of either uncertainty or fear, I guess. Maybe that's the same thing. Yeah, I guess that would be the only thing that comes to mind.
What are you afraid of?
I think primarily doing something and then not wanting to do it. For instance, taking school to learn massage therapy and going through it and then starting it and thinking, no, I really don't want to do this. This isn't the right direction. I always want to do it the right way. And I know that, you know, you have to have failures in order to learn, but I think that's probably my biggest stumbling block ever in anything I do.
The fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
You are currently in massage school, correct?
Yes.
And how do you feel when you are learning and being in school?
We've just gotten to the point where we're touching people, and that was, I was kind of nervous, you know, getting into that because massage is an intimate thing. And so you have to separate that. And so I was nervous for a little bit thinking, I don't know about this, but as we've gotten into it, it's become maybe more normal or okay. And so now it's easier to focus on learning as opposed to what's this person going to think with me touching.
What inspired you to choose massage school?
I've always been somebody that wants to help people, whether by creating tools that allow them to do their job better or by making them feel better. I also like the oohs and the ahs that, oh, wow, that was really good, or you did a good job. And I know when I have a massage, I do the same thing. You know, how do you feel? Amazing. I don't even want to get up. And so I was looking forward to that and helping people and making people feel better.
And that's really beautiful way of giving to the world. And yet what's threaded through that is in this modality, it's like I get the sense that your fear is having you focus more on the validation that the person is going to give you rather than how it is for them. Like you're caught in this really big need to be validated for who you are. And so recognizing that in massage, there's a validation And so choosing a path where you're going to be externally validated as opposed to what you really love.
Okay.
What comes up for you when I say that?
The need for a big thought process to think that through, and nothing. Yeah, I guess the needing to be validated, meaning, did I do a good job? Did I make them feel good? Is this the best massage they've ever had? Is kind of what I'm wanting to do, pull in different techniques. Oh, I've never had anybody do that before. It felt really good. As opposed to, yeah, it was a massage. It was okay. I'd rather, I guess, be validated for doing something really good and not, you know, oh, I paid all that money and I didn't really feel like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So how did you receive praise and validation as a kid?
I don't remember a lot of specific things like this from my childhood. I think I had a good childhood. I was a latchkey kid, so my parents were working a lot and we spent time with my grandparents who, I mean, my grandmother used to say, you always wanted to make people happy. You never wanted to disappoint somebody. But I guess normal praise, I don't know that there was anything exceptional, but I don't feel that I was missing anything.
But that, so what you're saying, right, like that piece where you always want to make others happy. There's this beautiful part of you, right? Like that is a gorgeous, amazing quality to hold, where others' happiness is important to you. It's part of who you are, your purpose. And then there's this part of it where it's a little bit out of balance. What about your happiness? What about what you would love in the sense of you being your own best friend, you saying to yourself, like, wow, that was the best massage, in the sense like you don't need someone else to tell you that, but you get to tell you that. Are you able to do that for yourself?
I think when I do something and it comes out well, that excites me and I recognize that. I can be happy with myself when I do something good or well. I don't know that I am always good at knowing what I really want or what, I mean, the ultimate question, what brings me joy? It's like, oh, I don't know. Do I have a burning desire to do something or anything? Oh, I don't know. Or what is that? Or of course, then that leads to what is my purpose and that sort of thing. But so I'm always kind of unsure about those types of things. What ultimately brings me happiness, or what do I really want to do? I mean, I know I like to travel and I know I like to eat out and things like that, but in a career, you know, well, what would bring me the most joy? Well, I don't know. Well, making people happy, and thus the wine bar I had for almost 10 years, people really enjoyed coming in and the camaraderie, it was like cheers. And so I enjoyed that for the most part.
There's a thread in that where there's connection to people. I'm imagining, like, if it's like cheers, you're there, you're connecting, you're engaging with people, you're having conversations, you're exploring relationships. Is that accurate?
For sure. Yes, exactly.
And does that light you up?
It does. I do. It's, I've always said, yeah, I'm a people person. People always say I'm a people person. Of course, there's always that side that's like, okay, I'm done with people for a while. I need to sit in the corner and do computer programming or whatever it might be. But ultimately, I enjoy interacting with people. And with the wine bar, we made our own wine. It was Watho Winery. So people would say, wow, you made this. Again, the ooh-ah factor, you know, being impressed with what's going on. And then I'm happy that they're enjoying what they're enjoying.
What are the things about massage that light you up, other than making people happy?
I think there's and some of this I've learned in the school more, but there's an aspect of healing and almost like hypnosis, for instance, you know, hopefully people will be relaxed enough that maybe they're going to receive more than just a massage. They might receive some spiritual information or that sort of thing, or even the physical healing part. You know, they want to be relaxed, but afterwards, maybe, wow, I didn't realize that part of my shoulder was really hurting, but it feels good now. So maybe some longer term impact of the massage and the understanding that a massage isn't just for fun or relaxation, but it's for health as well. If that made sense, or did I answer the question?
Yeah, no, I'm following you. What I'm trying to come to with you is the place that, like, somebody who loves massage is so excited that their client is coming. They love the feeling of their fingertips rubbing and finding the places inside that person's body. There's a connection. There's a using their intuition. There's a lot of enjoyment in the action. I know in what I do, I love being in this space with you, feeling you, talking to you. Like, there's just this essence and this feeling inside my body that I get as spiritual information comes in and we chat, and I get to, like, be in this space of love with you. It just lights me up in a way that it makes my life better. Does massage do that for you?
Well, I hope so. But the one thing about massage, I guess, as we talk, it is that it is a finite thing. So you're there for an hour or an hour and a half, whatever the appointment might be, and then you leave, and then there's just thought processes. So that individual might continue thinking about it, or hopefully will continue thinking about it for a while because they will continue to feel good. I, on the other hand, will probably move right to the next client. So whether that satisfies my need of interacting with people, because there won't be much verbal interaction once the massage starts, I don't know, now that we talk about it. Yeah, that's an interesting thought, because it really is kind of a short-term thing. And maybe the validation comes from, I want to set my next appointment right away, I'm going to tell my friends, that sort of thing. But I'm kind of hoping that it fulfills or meets those social needs, I guess.
So what I see is that you are an outgoing, gregarious is the word that is coming. You... There's this fun in you. There's this, like, warmth that when people come into your field, into your environment, they, like, want to hug you and cuddle you. And since we've been talking, there's this energy, this feeling that's coming in through the crown of my head, and it's coming out through my heart. And it's you. And as we started, right, like, that energy was kind of stuck in this substance that we talked a little bit about, it being fear and the uncertainty. What I'm getting is that you're here more to be in conversation with people. You're here to bring through love and teaching and, like, a bigger significance in people's lives through your words, through your being. That you're not on the wrong path right now. Like, I don't want to make you think, like, oh gosh, I made a mistake. Like, there's no mistakes, right? There's the choices we make and then what we do with them. And you made this choice for a reason. Like, it's not, oh gosh, I need to quit. There's a learning, there's a teaching, there is something that your soul needs and wants from this program that you are in. It is going to lead you to something bigger. So yes, right now you're doing the next phase. However, yes, this is not a long-term thing for you. You're designed for something else. You're designed for communication. And yes, there's communication with your hands and energy and different modalities in massage, but it's more about gaining information that you're going to take in a different direction. That's what I feel and see as I track that out for you. But how does that land?
Good. Fascinating is actually the word that's coming to mind. And I want to say, wow, I can't wait to see where it leads me. maybe the thing that always comes to mind is, what am I supposed to do to see where it leads me? Where should I? Oh, I know I shouldn't do this. I was going to say, where should I look for signs? But signs are everywhere. You know, the fear, I don't want to miss something, you know. But I guess if I really need to know, they'll slap me upside the face and say, hey, you need to go this direction.
Whatever. Yeah, that is kind of how it happens. If you're not listening, they get louder.
I have, just as an aside, considered a while back public speaking, motivational talks, that sort of thing. And just have never... I've always said I could probably and I'm going to put air quotes around the word easily, but easily deliver speeches and talks and that sort of thing. It's writing them and coming up with content that was always the thing that probably held me back from pursuing that. But when you say communication, that's what popped into my head.
Yeah. Does that light you up thinking about standing there, giving those speeches, talking, sharing?
Oh, that always did. And it, some of it, again, is the ooh-ah factor, doing something that a lot of people can't do. I mean, most people are afraid of public speaking. I love hearing a good motivational talk. It makes sense.
Well, the difference there, right, that the quality I can feel with that is with massage, your focus is a little more on the ooh-ah. But when I look at it from the sense of you standing there speaking, there's a light in you, there's a joy in you that is more present. And yes, there's some ooh-ah. I mean, it always feels good, let's face it, right? When people ooh-ah. But it's less about that and more about who you're being, standing there on the stage where, you know, on the platform. Like, I sense you as a very different being. You embody yourself in a different way in that image than you do earlier when we were talking about massage. So the piece that is holding you back, you say, is not knowing what to say. Mm-hmm. That's the piece where we get to really lean into spirit and trust that our message is going to come through the more we get clear on what we love. When you start speaking, it's less about what people want to hear and more about what you want to say. And that's going to come through you, right? You don't have to figure it out. If you are meant to speak, which we're both realizing you are, that's going to get taken care of, right? You're going to get to sit down in your beautiful place that you love to write or speak. For me, it's speaking rather than writing. Like, it just comes through. But wherever you are creating what you're going to present, you open yourself up to divine guidance and it just flows out of you. It comes in and out. Like, that's the sensation, right? It's coming in my head and it's coming out my heart. And that's you. What's happening for you right now?
In a way, it's very exciting. In a big way, it's, oh my gosh, this sounds like a huge project. You know, that's what I kind of, maybe that's the fear of the content and what we just said.
Well, you must have thought about this a little bit. So what are some of the things you love? Like, what would you talk about?
I think back to a lot of the motivational speeches that I've heard, and the ones that I always enjoyed were the ones that I would want to then pass on or to believe in yourself. And a lot of it used to be about goal setting and really striving to be better and that sort of thing. But as I've gotten older and visited with more psychic medium, spiritual people, you know, a lot of it is what we've just talked about, following what intuitively comes to you. And of course, now the big buzzword is manifesting. And so, you know, people are talking about manifesting and the universe will provide what you need or what you want if you tell it. And so I also believe in more of that it's not all about hard work. Not to discourage that, but it's, things will come to you if you want them and need them and we use them the right way. I guess that makes sense, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that, right, I agree, like, hard work is a very old paradigm of what that looks like, because when I am, quote, working, it is big, but it's not hard because I love it. And so I might spend a lot of time creating something, but it's not hard because I'm lit up while I'm in it. And so it's not about not working. It's about doing what you love and what comes through your heart. And the other thing you were saying is like manifesting. I love to use the word create because essentially, right, we're divine creative beings. And so life comes from you. So what do you want to create? And as you speak that out into the world and you take small steps in that direction, you begin to create the reality that you live in. And if you allow this part of you that wants to speak to have a little play in your life, you don't have to know the whole map right now. You don't have to know what that's going to look like. You don't even really have to know exactly what you're going to talk about. you can just start to make some small decisions and actions in that direction. And you begin to have a non-negotiable relationship with what you would really love. So if you really want to speak, make that non-negotiable in your life. And what are you willing to do, say, and be in order to live into that?
Wow. I have given a lot of thought about to this over the years, and because it's one of those things that I thought that I would at times want to pursue. And I've even went so far as writing down, okay, here's some topics that I would want to talk about and that sort of thing. And I just haven't gone much further with it, probably out of fear.
It's an innocent part of you that just wants to make sure you're okay. Don't do that. It's way too scary. Mm-hmm. And so it's learning to choose what you want more. And I feel in you that you want this other thing more. The massage thing is okay, but you are selling your dream short. And like I said, it's not a waste because there's real learning for you in that. You're going to learn something in this space that you're going to realize was valuable on where you're going. Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
Sure. Yes. In fact, this is enough. Stop. No, kidding. But wow, it is a lot. It's I didn't have any pre-expectations, I guess, coming into it. So, wow, thank you. This is exciting. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.